Astral's interim earnings have plunged by 52%, this as the poultry producer battles higher costs and lower selling prices. The company expects feed prices to continue increasing over the remainder of the financial period, and the company's CEO, Chris Schutte, joins us on the line to discuss what this means for their earnings picture moving forward. Thanks so much, Chris, for joining us on the line this evening. So as I say, you've reported a 52% fall in half-year earnings with higher costs and lower selling prices denting profits. Are you over the worst, or is that still to come?
Good evening, Alicia. Now, I think if you look at the trend of maize prices, the maize price is still a bit on an upward trend. And of course, you buy forward. Therefore, the higher maize price on the back of not so good harvest with very bad early rains for the crop is still to bite us in the second half of our financial year. And then, of course, traditionally, the second half is also not the best trading period for consumers buying poultry products. So we expect the second half to be put us in a bit of a vice grip.
Having said that, Chris, the outlook for maize prices and stocks have improved, and many expecting that to start having some kind of positive impact. I mean, is that still a long way off?
Yeah, because you have to buy forward. If you, we're the biggest consumer of maize in the country, and if you buy forward contracts, obviously you buy 3 to 6 months forward. So we're not benefiting currently from the lower price. The price did come off about 190 rand over the past 2 months, but that will only come into play towards the end of September. So it's still a bit off from now. And then, of course, we had this very good late rain in the grain-producing areas. So we're expecting that and the soil moisture to give us a good head start for the crop of 2020.
Having said that, it's not the only cost that you're having to contend with in the near future. We've got the newly legislated minimum wage here in South Africa, rotational power cuts coming to the fore as well. So just how much of a tight spot does that leave you in, Chris?
No, Alicia, if we compare year on year, we in extraordinary cost this year knocked off 145 million off our bottom line. That is includes a strike we had in KZN, a very violent strike that we had to work through. Of course, the load shedding plays havoc in a business like ours. And then after the load shedding, we now have water shedding in one of our biggest plants in Standerton. And as I sit here at this very moment, the council just turned off our water again. So very difficult to plan and to produce chicken currently at the scale we do with the municipal infrastructure just falling apart.
Of course, that municipal infrastructure deteriorating in Standerton, as you're highlighting, leading to these water supply interruptions at a cost to the business. What kind of conversations, Chris, are you having with municipalities on this? Are you making any inroads?
Alicia, we're having conversations at all levels. We write up to ministerial level, we talk and we discuss. We assist for many, many years. Astral has supported the whole water infrastructure of that town, maintain with regard to maintenance, building a bit of minor infrastructure, supplying technical backup, put money into the system. We've just come to a point now where it's about the only town in South Africa that can claim they've got enough water. We are right on the brink of the Vaal Dam and on the banks of the Vaal River. So there's enough water, the dams are full, because we can't get the water to the business, to the community and to our business. And that infrastructure is simply not what it is. They struggle to deliver even half of the town's needs. And we talk at all levels. Tomorrow there's a high-level meeting again to try and resolve. We stand ready at every minute and moment to assist where we can and apply our experience and at the same time some capital to get that town going again. Currently, it's coming at an extraordinary cost and an unnecessary cost to South Africa and to our business.
Chris, Pre the election period, we had business and markets alike very optimistic about what a continued ANC reign would spell for the economy, because it would allow for President Cyril Ramaphosa to continue with his reform agenda. Where are your confidence levels sitting now post the elections and results having emerged?
Well, at this point in time, all we say is the ANC has won this election again fair and square. If only they do what they promised to do, the business confidence will go up. I believe that SA Incorporated Business World sits on a lot of money that we want to reinvest. At the same time, Astral has announced some capital investment, but we can only do that with the necessary backup support and infrastructure. You cannot spend money if there's no infrastructure to back it up. So the business confidence at this point in time cannot be what it should be. It is low, and people are not spending money or reinvesting in this country. We can do that. We want to build a South Africa. But please give us clean government, give us backup, give us infrastructure. We will create the jobs that everybody during this election boasted about creating jobs and growing the economy. Give me infrastructure and we will obviously spend the money and support the government.
How much of a capital commitment are you making, and where's that CapEx being directed?
We committed about 1.2 million 6 months ago. At this point in time, we have, via our board, decided to withhold some of that capital just to get clarity on infrastructure. We've started to spend on some projects nearer to the center of the Midrand in the Olifantsfontein area. We committed to that expenditure, but other capital projects we're putting on hold. We need clarity on infrastructure and how the government is going to try and fix these defunct municipalities.
Well, let's leave it there, Chris. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Chris Schutte is, of course, CEO of Astral Foods.